In the Voice of Russia World Service, we present our weekly feature, Folk Box, for all of you out there who love folk art. I'm your host, Svetlana Yakimenko. Today, again, our series within a series, Who Lives in Russia? We've been answering this question for some time now and shall yet continue to do so. For around 100.5 peoples are residents of our vast country. A luxurious bouquet of customs, traditions, beliefs, songs and dances. In the focus of our today's attention is one of the smallest minorities in the world, Nivhi. There are slightly over 5,000 of them. A peaceful, tranquil and unhurried sort of folk, as if talking to this world of ours in a muted voice, listening closely to the murmur of the grasses and the whisper of the waters. And the grasses and waters are all around them, considering that the majority of Nivhi live on the Isle of Sakhalin in the Far East. Nivhi are a very special people. They are said to be direct descendants of a pre-Asian civilization. The language in which they communicate has no analogues on our planet. In fact, everything about the Nivhi is pretty much original and all their own. For example, if they say to you, let's have a smoke, it signifies an offer of marriage. An infusion of toadstool is a medicinal beverage for them, while they cannot indulge in the European intoxicating drinks because they haven't the antibodies to deal with them. Nivhi are the only people in the world who know how to sew clothes out of fish skin.
Nef patugelo vinna tu yana
If the Nyifhi people want a kiss, they cuddle up cheek to cheek and noisily draw in air with their noses. Believe it or not, this looks exactly like a similar action in ancient Egypt. For the Egyptians, this signified, I transfer to you the breath of life. The Nyifhi, in fact, boast some of the most amazing relative ties. Thus, they are related to the Indians of North America. Once ethnographers were writing down from the Nyifhi elders their old legends, and from one old man who lived all of his life in just one village, they heard a detailed account of the topography of the entire Isle of Sakhalin, to the minute detail. This was remarkable in itself, since in length alone it spreads to 1,000 kilometers. And hasali soroje, 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 ambaram di irusu, soroje, 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 oninga je baljipu, soroje, soroje. Soroje, soroje, agdapse suhasu, soroje, 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 antahasali, soroje, 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 oningaji baljipu, soroje, soroje. But that was not all. In conclusion of his narrative, the old man told them that according to old legends, his isle resembles a big fish. But you see, you can only understand this if you go up in a plane and fly over Sakhalin.
Nyen ngen nyen ngen pya khalen ngen nyen ngen kere ta toru toru ge za pas kor pi ge za klaya fi ya un no ye un no ye un no ye.
But the narrative of this old man is nothing compared with the shock the scientists were in for. At the very end of the 20th century, a very ancient manuscript was finally deciphered, and it contained a remarkable legend. It was all about a man of the skies who wore metal clothes, a cap that covered his face, and who flew to Earth in a sort of flying apparatus. When he arrived, all around was illuminated by a great many suns, somehow attached to this flying object. This celestial man informed the people that their land was a fish-shaped isle. Who and what was this? A flying apparatus? A man in helmet and spacesuit? It really is amazing and intriguing. Nifhi, the word itself translated from their tongue, means man, while before the Nifhi were called Gilaki, and this was translated as people who move around with the help of twin oars in large boats, which is, of course, absolutely correct. For these people, fishing is their primary source of existence and has sustained residents of this large isle for thousands of years. They are, of course, exceptional fishermen. They need no special implements to know just what part of the ocean they should head for in quest of an excellent catch. And if they're fishing in the rivers, they know exactly along which bank the fish will pass for spawning. Fish is caught, however, only in the amount they require. Thus, they are in perfect harmony and alliance with nature. Say the Nifhi are setting off to fish, but at that instant, a bear should come along to the river for some fishing of his own. The bear is a specially revered beast for the Nifhi. They shall immediately drop all their plans and let the animal fish first. The Nifhi invite us to their bear feast. The rhythm is measured out by beating large branches on logs. This is a very special rhythm, a code. With the aid of this or that rhythmic signal, people in the know can tell from what region the people playing the melody are and what they have to say. The feast is prepared. And here is the main hero of the day, the bear. Now all are welcome to approach the table, the principal fare being stroganina, thinly sliced pieces of fish. Converge all together for the bear feast. Often residents of a number of villages join forces. They stand in a huge circle and a remarkable dance begins. It is called Dance of the Hands because the sole music instrument made use of are hands. People beat out the rhythm and dance.
Ah.
As for the music instruments of the Nifhi, there is the common for many northern and far eastern folk homuz, a small horseshoe shape with just one string. The Nifhi call it zakanga. There is an instrument related to the violin. Songs of the Nifhi people, each one contains a whole story, like this one about a girl that was dubbed Golden Bird by everyone. She lived in a cottage in the woods, knew how to speak to the birds and the animals, gathered berries and embroidered. But once she fell ill, and so gravely she had little time left to live. However, a youth happened to be in the woods, saw the girl, took her to a holy brook, submerged his hands in the water, and laid them to the girl's flaming cheeks. The girl immediately recovered, and together they lived a long and happy life and had many children who fluttered about the woods like birds. And they were dubbed by the folk Silver Birds. The Nifhi, a people numbering 5,000, living for centuries on the Isle of Sakhalin. At times they say to the Nifhi folk, "Your people are not growing in number. Are you not afraid you might disappear off the face of the earth?" However, the Nifhi just smile and reply, "There are exactly as many of us as there should be." Nifhi, brought to you by Folk Box.
Oi. Minna ranga gara chamara tora saiyara.